You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What's the latest on the crew?
Deep in the air, left field, way back there. And that is out of here.
Let's find out now as Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports joins Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Broadcasting live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios. Powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
All right, let's get to it. He is our guy, the aforementioned Andrew Wagner in Cleveland. Lots going on since the last time you and I talked about the Milwaukee Brewers. And looking forward to hearing all the great people that you were able to run down. Freddy Peralta, Jose Quintana, Pat Murphy, all coming up on today's leadoff show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Tommy Wirtz hosting that show from 4 until 5 today. Definitely want to listen to that. Mr. Wagner, I first want to lead off with Pat Murphy and Diddy. We'll hear about it coming up on the leadoff show, but I want to know what that whole thing was about.
Well, we basically got a rundown of the status of the trial. I don't know what's going on in the world of pop culture, because I don't care.
I'm with you.
There was a dissertation going on. I kind of tuned it out. In other news, young Curtin, you asked me last week if there are any pictures of me smiling.
Yes.
Young Jack and young Kurt may have captured the most Andrew Wagner picture of all time. So you'll have to ask them to see it, because that'll answer your question for you.
Kurt Hoag, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Brewers beat writer. Jack Stern, Brewers beat writer from BrewerFanatic.com. Both great people. I cannot wait to see this picture. They have not posted to social media this picture?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Very good. I want to get your thoughts on the Brewers. But before we do that, some breaking news coming out of Major League Baseball. I don't know if you saw this or heard about this story yet.
The Pete Rose story?
Yes, correct. So Rob Manfred has decided that if you're dead, you can be in the Hall of Fame, which means Shoeless Joe Jackson is now Hall of Fame eligible. Pete Rose is now a Hall of Fame eligible as well. And Rami Makhlouf, who fills in for me from time to time, who I worked with for years and is a good friend, is categorically opposed to Rob Manfred, hates Rob Manfred, and categorically opposed to ever putting Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. So in the commercial break, before he came on, I sent him the link expecting an absolute explosion from Rami Makhlouf. And instead, I got, yeah, I'm fine with it. It was a lifetime ban. He's dead, so go ahead. He's got no problem with it. What say you, Mr. Wagner?
I mean, I think Pete Rose would have been in the Hall of Fame a long time ago if he would have been completely honest from the get-go. But he always hedged bets and didn't come fully clean until he was broke and he had to write a book. I mean, that's what the ultimate issue is. I mean, he had plenty of opportunities to come clean, and we've seen that you'll be forgiven by the game for just about anything. But the fact that he was so defiant about it until he came out with his book, listen, he agreed to this ban. Like I don't care one way or the other. I mean, it's not the Hall of Fame of really nice people. I mean, there's a lot of a-holes that have played Major League Baseball, so whatever. I just think he was his own worst enemy, and that's what it comes down to. But I'm glad to see guys like Shoeless Joe finally get recognition, but all in all, I really don't give a crap about who makes it to Cooperstown or not.
As was pointed out to me from Mr. Charlie, my producer, this means that when Barry Bonds dies, he will end up in the Hall of Fame as well.
I mean, yeah, Barry Bonds will be at some point. You're going to have to figure something out, because if you're going off baseball, those guys deserve to be in there. We don't know. I've had this argument time and time again. Like, if I had a vote before I got booted out of the tight rear end snob baseball writers in America, because unless if you file your taxes with 1099s, you don't qualify as an actual baseball writer.
Oh my
like,
God, stop.
Bonds and those guys would have been on my ballot because they never failed the test. And at the time, you take away those years and they're still Hall of Fame caliber guys. So it's a nightmare. It's a mess. And I'd rather leave it to pompous snobs with their special cards to have to litigate.
He is Andrew Wagner, happy and smiling all the time. Forbes Sports Brewers writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. I really was hoping it was an April Fool's joke being played on me yesterday in the middle of May when I saw Brandon Woodruff apparently now has a hurt ankle or something, and now he stays on the injury list and can't do anything for a week. I mean, it just can seemingly not get any better for this Brewers team right now.
No, I mean, they are kind of snake bit right now, and sorry for the awful music playing in the background.
We can't hear
apparently.
It.
Good. Cleveland does not have good musical taste, I'll tell you that much.
They have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What are you talking about?
Yeah, yippee. Anyway, I mean, they've been snake bit, and then you have, and I think that's part of the reason why they've been extra cautious with Jose Quintana. And giving him now another extra day. He's going to line up to start Saturday. He'll throw a bullpen tomorrow. And Murph, as you heard, and we'll hear later on the pregame show, you know, he said, don't force yourself. Like, if you have even a minimal question of yourself, don't try to be a hero. We have a long way to go. They don't need anything worse to happen.
So what does cranky arm mean then exactly? Because that's what I'm trying to find out.
It just sounded like it was kind of a sore bicep.
Gotcha.
Is the way he described it. So
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, fair enough on that. So now the next one is, and I don't know, I haven't heard the Murphy audio yet. I'm looking forward to hearing on the leadoff show. Did anybody bring up Mizorowski, who is absolutely dealing right now in Nashville?
I mean, it makes sense why he hasn't. I mean, he's not on the 40 man. Yes, they have an open spot. They're going to need that for Woodruff, and it's the guys that have options, the guys that have done it, the guys that have proven it. They're going to get the first opportunity. Mizorowski will be up here sooner rather than later. Just right now, roster mechanics are a fact.
Okay, roster mechanics, fine. What about Logan Henderson?
Logan Henderson sounds like he's going to be up starting tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. We got some good news on this show. All right. Good job, Drew Wagner. Good job getting Logan Henderson up here. I knew if you went on the road with this team, we'd get some good results finally. Good job, Drew Wagner. Logan Henderson tomorrow for the Brewers. I'm very, very
Not
excited.
Confirmed,
Thank
but
you.
That's what it sounds like. That's what reports have been. So,
it would seem
to make sense because it's his scheduled day to throw. It's his scheduled day to start at Nashville.
Yep.
And it allows them to kind of reset everybody. So.
Oh, yeah.
Still, I believe it's still listed as TBA, but that's how it's sounding right now.
Ooh, and it's an afternoon game, which means we'll have it on in studio so you can hear me with my instant reactions as to good and the bad that happens while Charlie and I are watching it on TV, and I get sidetracked in every single topic that happens. That's going to happen tomorrow, Charlie. I promise you.
I can't wait.
I guarantee you it's going to happen. Can we talk about Bryce Terang? I know you love lineup talk. Can we talk about Bryce Terang hitting lower in the lineup? Because... if I'm being honest, I just wanted him left alone at leadoff. But now that I see this version, I'm fine with it because they need some run production in the middle of the lineup, which he should give them. Now just leave Frelick at the leadoff spot, and I think I'm okay.
I will pass that along to Murph and let him know that you're pleased. I was actually taking a poll with my compatriots, Jack and Kurt, before the game, and we thought, what is Sparky going to overreact about today? And we thought it would be lineup related, but honestly, we thought it was going to be Daz Cameron being in the two hole that sets you into a tizzy. So
it did in the commercial break. I dropped some profanities, but I don't feel like this is a long term solution. I feel like this is a one day off, so I'm not going to get overly concerned. If Daz Cameron is still in the two hole for like after the next 5 or 6 games, then I will definitely be yelling at you come next Tuesday. But I don't see this being more than a one game thing, unless you know something I don't. In which case, please share.
No. I just that we were just trying to take a poll as to what would send you into a rage, and I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of you. You are showing restraint, logic, and common sense.
That's what Charlie says every day about me. Andrew Wagner, thank you so much for coming on, my friend, and we'll be looking forward to hearing you and Tommy Wirtz coming up on the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Again, Quintana, Freddie Peralta, Pat Murphy, you'll hear all of that coming up from 4 until 5 today. Have a good rest of your time in Cleveland. Hey, enjoy the music.
Can I give a PSA like I did on the leadoff show last night? Because you know I'm a huge dog guy.
Okay.
Maddox is completely overrun right now with pups that need homes. $50 adoption special. Help the good people who help our dogs in Milwaukee. Give them a little breathing room.
Where is this?
You've been looking for Maddox. It's the it's basically the Milwaukee Rescue Shelter for pets.
$50.
Taking all the strays. $50 adoption special right now. They need the help. They are completely full to a critical point. They don't turn dogs away, but they got to find some pets, some homes. If you've been looking, now's the time to go.
You know what I thought that was going to be when you started talking? Because I obviously did not hear the PSA with Tommy last night. When you said, you know, I love dogs, I thought there was going to be some type of hot dog review from a hot dog in Cleveland that they had. That's what I thought we were getting from you, but that's not what you
know. Mean. Every now and then I have a bit
serious
of a soul
moment.
Sparky yeah. and a heart. Yeah. So this is a cause near and dear to me. That's where I got my pup that I lost last year. So check out Maddox. Get over there and get yourself a new pupper.
That's awesome. Good stuff. Take care,
thanks,
Drew
man,
Wagner.
Appreciate it.
You betcha. There he is, Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. That was weird.
I know.
That was very weird.
I'm cool with it, though. I think it's a good message.
I mean, that was like heart and goodness and emotion all coming from Wagner. What happened?
Even the Grinch's heart grew.
No, what happened? That softball injury shucked something loose.
You stole my joke.
Handsome Squidward.
Literally was like begging you to turn my mic on, and then you stole my joke. That was good. That's where I was going with
that.
That
you were going to?
Yeah, I should have said that yesterday to him, but Right, it was like a Grinch moment. You didn't know what to do.
You didn't know what to do.
I didn't know what to do with my hands. I don't even need to use my hands for radio. Like, that's what it sounded like yesterday. But yeah, I love the cause for sure. A big dog guy, you want to go rescue your dog? $50. I mean,
that's a great deal.
You're not going to find a dog cheap.
He's making it hard for me and my girlfriend to pass that up.
Yeah, you
We've been thinking about a dog. So
it's perfect. $50. You could do that.
Well, maybe. We'll see.
I'll give you $50 if you go get a dog.
Deal, dude.
Whoa.
But you have to get the dog.
All right, I have to talk to my girlfriend first. Sparky, you know more than I do that may be an issue if I come home with a dog.
Charlie's sleeping at the station from now on.
Charlie, what are you doing on the couch at the KISS studio? I got your $50. Here's the dog, but I have nowhere to stay
dog.
Now.
Is station dog off the table? Is that completely off the table
oh,
for $50?
Sick.
I don't know how would we do that?
We'd figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, think it's off the table.
You
I just
give me
want
the
to know
$50
how we
bucks,
do it.
We'll figure it out. Yeah.
Me and Tommy got it.
You know what? If I give Tommy the $50, he's going to be trying to buy extra cribbage boards at the Brewers game this weekend.
That might get me one. I don't know. I'm going to be scouring American Family Field for cribbage boards on Saturday. So if you don't want yours, you see me, and you're like, hey, I know that fat guy over there. Like, yeah, go ahead. Give me the cribbage board. I will take it.
Yeah, that's cool. And I'm hosting for you for the leadoff show.
I know. Sparky's debut on the leadoff show.
Yeah.
For hosting.
Yeah. First one. I'm looking
exciting.
Forward to it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.